Hi everyone and welcome to the broadcast. I'm going to be doing a series of teachings on the Jewish roots of the faith. And today we're going to be talking about the Passover and what is the Passover and why, as a Christian, you should even be concerned with it. I mean, after all, isn't it a Jewish holiday? Why should you, as a Christian, be concerned with the Passover? And hopefully I'm going to answer that question for you today. So the question is, what is the Passover and why does it matter to the Christian? Well, the Passover is actually a foreshadowing of Jesus. Passover, and if you're not familiar with the story of the Exodus, I suggest that you read it because it's very interesting, but I'm going to assume that you already know the story of the Exodus from Egypt. And basically what the Passover was the Jewish people were commanded by God right before the last plague, the death of the firstborn, that was going to be visited on Egypt, where the firstborn male of the household was going to be taken. God instructed Moses to have the Jewish people take a lamb without spot or blemish, slaughter it, and then take the blood and sprinkle it on the doorpost of the house. Now, if you look at a doorpost, it's there's a left side, a right side, and above the door, and then you have the floor. So the doorpost that they sprinkled the blood on was the left side of the door frame, the right side, and then above the door. And that was a sign for the angel of death that was going to pass over Egypt and take the firstborn, that home was a home of the Jewish people, and that the angel of death would pass over that home. So that's where we get the term Passover from, is the angel of death would pass over those homes that had the blood sprinkled on the door. The unleavened bread, the matzah that is eaten at the Passover, was because the children of Israel, after the plague and Pharaoh said, go, get them out, I don't want them, go. They knew that Pharaoh was going to change his mind and come after them, so they were going to flee very quickly. So if you've ever baked bread, you know that the yeast, it takes time to activate and cause the dough to rise. They didn't have that kind of time. So they baked bread without leaven, and that's why matzah is used during Passover. And homes are rid of the leaven is to commemorate that needing to rush and leave Egypt quickly. So that is the Passover, basically, was the last plague, the death of the firstborn. The Jewish people were to take a lamb without spot or blemish, take its blood, sprinkle it on the doorposts of the home, and then the angel of death would pass over. So how does this pertain to Christians? Well, when John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him, he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus is our Passover lamb. Jesus was a Jew. He celebrated Passover. The Last Supper was a Passover Seder. The Bible tells us that. Jesus, desiring to celebrate the Passover with his disciples, had the Last Supper in the upper room. It was a Seder. It talked about John reclining on Jesus. Well, the reason why, and that's done at a Passover Seder, is you have pillows at the table and you recline. And the reason for that is because now the Jewish people can eat the Passover in a relaxed manner, where the first Passover, they had to rush, they had to leave. So it's a symbol of their freedom, the freedom to relax, to not be fleeing. So that's why they reclined. So it talked about John reclining on Jesus' chest. It talked about the breaking the bread and the giving of the cups. That's done at the Passover Seder. And I'll go into that more when I do the next broadcast on the Seder. Yeah. But if you look at the cross, Jesus was a lamb and he was without spot or blemish. He was our Passover lamb. Jesus was crucified during the Passover. He was hung on the cross and his blood was shed. And if you look at the cross, and you look at the door frame of the house, you have above, you have left, and you have right. It's basically a sign of the cross. And Jesus' blood was shed on the cross for us so that we could have freedom from death. The angel of death passes over us now. We have freedom from death. We have eternal life. It also, our salvation freed us from the bondage of sin and slavery to sin. Much like God freed the Israelites from the bonds of slavery in Egypt. The Passover, the original Passover, and the Passover that the Jewish people celebrate each year is just, it's colored with Jesus. The original Passover was a foreshadowing, and a foreshadowing is a picture of future events. The wonderful and beautiful thing about the Passover is the original Israelites were given a picture of their Messiah in the Passover. So every year that the Passover is celebrated, and you'll actually get more of a picture of this when I go into the elements of the Seder, but it's an absolute foreshadowing of Jesus. It was a picture of Jesus. Jesus is our Passover lamb. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. His blood is put on the doorpost of our heart. When we accept Christ into our heart, he resides there. That's the doorpost of our home. And his blood was shed so that we can have freedom, and so that we could be freed from death, so that we could be freed from slavery to sin. And that's why Christians should be concerned with the Passover, is because it is Jesus. So on the next broadcast, I'm going to be talking about the Seder itself, tying it into the Last Supper, because as I said, the Last Supper was a Passover Seder. And we're going to be going over the individual elements of the Seder and how each one is a picture of Jesus. Each element at that Seder table is a picture of Jesus. It's amazing. It's going to let you experience God in a way that you never have, because you're going to see how God, from way back in Exodus, was painting a picture of Jesus. It's amazing. So I hope you'll tune in to the next broadcast, and I thank you for listening.